From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A new United Nations report accuses South Sudanese soldiers and affiliated militias of using mass rape and scorched earth policies as a weapon of terror in the campaign against civilians. Lisa Schlein has the details from Geneva.
The report calls the scale and type of sexual violence committed primarily by government SPLA and allied militias one of the most horrendous human rights situations in the world. UN human rights spokesman Rupert Colville tells VOA that youth militia allied to the government are being allowed to rape women in lieu of wages.
It seems they're not being paid. They're just being given carte blanche to rape and to steal cattle. And basically those are the two sort of bits of war bounty they get, the women and the cattle. It's really an unbelievable picture, and then nothing being done, apparently, by the government to stop it.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Angola's President José Eduardo dos Santos, one of Africa's longest-ruling leaders, said Friday that he will quit politics in 2018 following the end of his current term. He made the statement speaking to leaders of the ruling MPLA party in the capital, Luanda. Dos Santos, who has led Angola since 1979, has hinted at retiring before, but he's always remained in office. The president is nearing the end of a 5-year term that began when his party won the August 2012 general election. Last year, he announced the next elections will take place in August of 2017. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.